the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, Christ the King Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the year in which it points to the very end as well, when it will be revealed to all of humanity and to all the universe, that Jesus Christ is King. And that the only thing that matters in the end is belonging to Him, belonging to His kingdom, which we do now to belong to that kingdom for all of eternity. That He rules and He reigns in the entirety of my heart and my life as well. But the way that Jesus Christ the King rules is different. The power that He has is completely different from the way that all other fallen earthly powers rule. Fallen earthly powers, they rule by fear, ultimately. It's fear that moves people. But it's very different, and the power that Christ the King has is a different power. Everything, Jesus, throughout the Gospels, He's speaking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And so many of these mysteries that He speaks about and He presents, they're the opposite of what this earthly kingdom looks like. They're the inverse of it. And one of those is the way in which, and it's so, you know, people can take it as just this cute little thing that happens, but it's the way in which Jesus, He rebukes His disciples when they take the children who are coming to Him and they try and push Him away. And He says, no. Let them come. Let the little ones come. For to them belongs the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these, to the little ones. It's to the little ones and those who make themselves little before God. That is who the kingdom of God belongs to. I had a funeral this week for one of the dearest gentlemen. He was a man who had a disability of the mind. And I got to know him a little bit. This guy was such a gift. And he had a power, such a power within him. You know, it's amazing too, because, you know, the powers of his mind, you could say, oh, they're not like ours and stuff. Or even for others, like the power of their body that doesn't work like the rest of us. They don't have the same powers as we do. But the amazing thing is people like this gentleman and others, they often have a power that the rest of us, most of us, myself especially, are completely lacking in. Which is the power truly of the heart. The ability to love. He had the power of love within him. Everyone, love is everything. It is everything. It's the power with which Christ rules. Love is the law of His kingdom. It is the thing that determines for you and for me whether I belong to that kingdom or whether I alienate myself from it. And it is the love of God that conquers and through which Jesus conquers. Jesus upon the cross, as He was upon the throne of His cross, do you notice today in the gospel the particular way in which they mock Him? They mock Him in a particular way. He who is Christ the King. they've already placed upon his head this crown of thorns. And they put above his head this sign, INRI. They put the crime that they're being killed for. Jesus Christ, who claimed to be King of the Jews. And they mocked him 3 different times. You who are so powerful, save yourself. You who claim that you're coming to save others, you can't even save yourself. You who claim to be this great king and all-powerful, look at you, powerless. Go ahead, save yourself. It's this very particular way that they mock him 3 different times. Save yourself. Save yourself. Save yourself. Which everyone, that is the same voice that mocks us and that we hear most often in the midst of our sufferings. It's the temptation. Save yourself. Go ahead. No one else is going to. You got to look out for yourself because no one's really going to do it or has your best interest in mind. You need to save yourself. When in the midst of that suffering, it's only He who truly saves us that we turn to or can turn to. And that in the midst of suffering, when that temptation and the voice is, save yourself, it's actually the inverse that's needed, which Jesus, He showed us in full power upon the cross what He did, what He chose to do, not to save Himself, but to sacrifice Himself. He chose to love. Which in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our crosses, it's the choice that we have to try to save ourselves or to love and to sacrifice of ourselves in the midst of it. He showed us the fullness of His power upon the cross when He sacrificed Himself, the opposite of saving Himself, and He revealed His power. No greater love is there than this, than one who would die for another, who sacrifices himself in love for the other, to save the other. Saint John of the Cross, he's a great saint, and he's one of the great mystics of the church. He's a mystic, which what that simply means is there are some of the great saints that God reveals some of these mysteries of His kingdom to, through visions or whatever it might be. And John of the Cross was one of these. He was a great mystic. And he shared of what the judgment day with Jesus would consist in. And it's the judgment day that you and I will face when we die and we stand before Christ the King. And it's the day in which Christ the King, this feast day, is meant to bring before our eyes. And he said, on this day of judgment, when you stand before Christ and he looks upon you and he looks into your soul, he said essentially what he'll ask is but one question. And it's a question of love. He will say to you, did you love me? Did you love me above everything and everyone else, with everything in you? Did you love me? Did you sacrifice of yourself for your spouse, for your children, to help them above all else to know and to love me, to serve me? sacrifice yourself for them? Or did you look and try to save yourself from that sacrifice that was asked of you? Did you love me in the least of these, the little ones to whom the kingdom belongs, the poor, the naked, the hungry, the imprisoned? But Jesus, when did we see you poor? When did we see you naked and hungry? Whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. Did you love me? And all of us will turn to him as the good thief did and simply ask God for his mercy, knowing that we strive to love him, but we do so imperfectly. And we'll ask him for his mercy. Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. Everyone, love is everything. And may Christ, the King, who rules the entirety of the universe through the power of his sacrificial love, may he rule as well in the entirety of our hearts and in our lives.